This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, let's go to the State University of Michigan in Michiganapolis, where there is a murder or two to solve. I'm talking about the latest book in the Nick Hoffman mystery series by author Lev Raphael. The title is State University of Murder, and Lev Raphael joins us now. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be talking to you.
You know, at the beginning of this book, we learned there was a mass shooting at the university a few months before. The university leadership's reaction to a tragic situation resulted in a lot of superficial changes, but not much beyond that. What was the inspiration for that setting?
Well, you know, I am an escaped academic, and one of my editors once said to me, you need to write a satire about, and the university setting is tailor-made for satire because there's often such a huge gap between the rhetoric of a community of scholars and all that and what actually goes on. So that got me started writing the series. And this one particularly was sparked by lots of news stories around the country and here in Michigan about things like sexual assault, but also in a larger context, the question of abuse of power. And so this one is really aimed at administrators who just feel like they are kings ruling over their subjects. And it's not a direct translation of any specific experience, but inspired by stories that people have told me from universities around the country, because I have so many friends who are currently academics.
The New York Times Book Review wrote, the Borgias would have not been bored at the State University of Michigan, that snake pit of academic politics. The climate among the faculty certainly is full of intrigue and betrayal and very little solidarity after the tragedy of the mass shooting. It's a delicious read, a bit satirical, but how much of that do you see in real or hear about in real life?
Oh, I hear about it all the time. I do a lot of speaking at colleges and universities around the country, and whether I'm speaking at a community college or an Ivy, at some point over the course of my stay there, whether it's a day or two or even a weekend, someone will take me aside and tell me about the latest scandal, the latest infighting, the latest feuding, the latest crazy memo that somebody sent out, and I have way more material than I could ever use. I need a clone, actually, to help me write some more books, because I can't write them fast enough.
I also noticed the faculty at the State University of Michigan are dressed very well, very stylish, which I cannot say I've often noticed on campus among faculty. Are you playing with your readers a little here?
Absolutely, yes. This is not, you know, this is not a one-to-one translation of real people into a book. It is inspired by the campus at MSU and Lansing and East Lansing, but I'm playing around with a lot of these things. For instance, in one of my books, I had a professor of Canadian studies, and you know, Canadians have a reputation for being polite compared to us Americans. And so I made her foul-mouthed, dress, and she dressed like a teenager and wore skirts that were too short and kind of had her hair like Tina Turner, and I just made her a wild person to play around with that. In another one of the books, I had a former nurse run a gun boutique. And when you go in, there are pots of potpourri and there are mobiles, and she makes you tea and brings out guns as if they were necklaces or rings at a jewelry store. So I like to play around with reality and turn things upside down.
There's a murder, actually a couple of them, and Nick Hoffman leads us down the twisting trail of evidence. But along the way, Professor Hoffman makes some observations about anti-Semitism, LGBTQ rights, and some other timely issues. He's often appalled at the state of the world, and for that matter, sexism and class divisions on campus. How closely is your character aligned with your own concerns?
Oh, well, I think it's impossible not to be aware of things like income inequality, hierarchy, all those social issues that are being discussed right now in the preliminary moments of the election campaign. And so he shares a lot of my concerns. He's a lot more hassled than I am because, as I said, I escaped academia. He loves teaching, which I do as well because I teach online now at writewithoutborders.com. But he's invested in the system because he's part of it. And so he tries to make things better for the people around him and certainly better for his students.
Let's talk about the business side for a little bit. You've been writing books for a long time now. What, a couple dozen books so far? With all the changes in publishing these days, what's the work like to get a book into the hands of readers?
It's still difficult. It's always been difficult. And I think in some ways, publishing hasn't changed because unless you're somebody super famous, unless you've got some amazing scandalous story to tell, publishers are not going to support you the way you might think. And that has not changed over the last few decades. So even if you are just starting out now, compared to 20 years ago, you still have to publicize yourself, hire a publicist if you can afford it, take yourself on tour. You still have to do all those things. What is super different right now is that the competition is enormous. I mean, I think there are over 1 million books published on Amazon a year, and that's just crazy. So it's really hard to make your work stand out. Again, you still have to write the best possible book you can and hope that you can find an editor who gets you. A writer friend of mine said that he thought finding the right editor was harder than finding the right spouse.
So when you're selling books, does everything go straight to e-reader as well as the actual book you can hold in your hand? Does that help or make it worse for authors trying to make a living?
Well, we don't make as much money from ebooks as we do from paper books or hardcover books. And pretty much every publisher now puts the book out like this one. In paperback, this is a trade paperback original, and in the ebook. Making money as an author has always been difficult. I think you can hear authors complaining about that for centuries. It's just more challenging than it was before. The thing is, if you have a lot of books out, then you have more chance of earning a decent living. And, I make a living as an author, but this is my 26th book, and I'm working on 27 and 28 at the same time. So I'm living my dream, okay? I really can't complain because I've wanted to be an author since second grade.
I was going to ask you if you're working on the next book. Sounds like you're working on the next two. What have we got coming up?
Well, Nick has some real surprises in store for him in what happens to him in the university, what his position is. I won't say more than that. And I'm also working on a standalone suspense novel set in a small town in southern Michigan because I love Michigan. I've lived here more than half my life. I fell in love with it crossing the Mackinac Bridge in the spring when it was still icy up there and it was sunset. And I was driving across and the whole world turned from white to orange to red. And I thought, I have to live here. This is where I want to spend the rest of my life. So a lot of my books really are a hymn, a paean, praise for Michigan in different ways. Even though this is a satire about academia, Nick adores Michigan and has a cabin up north. It's funny that he has a cabin up north because, friend, I don't. But people who read the book ask me if they can borrow it. So I said, sure. And, I should have a key made up and send it to them because it sounds so real. And, they can imagine driving around near Traverse.
Well, this book was fun, funny, and wicked. The book is State University of Murder, a Nick Hoffman mystery. The author is Lev Raphael. Hey, it's been good to talk to you. It's been too long.
Yes, it's been terrific.